Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
As a matter of fact, they asked him this question too. They said, you know, how will the, based on what he's being led prophetically, is how will this next administration handle the relationship with Israel? Of course, we talked about that earlier, you know, how we're seeing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Trump already committed as friends and to be able to work. But listen to what the Lord shared with Mike Nuttall.
Realistically, I do believe that they're going to help facilitate structure there, relationship, trust. I think that's the number one thing that needs to take place with Israel and the United States is trust. The Word of God says that if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. If you curse her, he'll be cursed. So I don't want to be on that side of the negative side. I do believe that we have a mandate in our nation to support her and to do whatever we can to help facilitate her destiny and bring about unity and bring about peace. But know that we're there for them. And I do believe that great relationships are going to start. I do believe that it's going to make an impact in our country that, you know what, we're there for you. So, you know, do I see that coming soon? I do. I do believe there's going to be a quickening with Israel and the United States. And it's not that our last administration didn't do anything wrong. It's just that, you know what, now it's time for it to go one step further. You know, the one thing that God never does, he's never focuses on telling you what you do wrong. He never does that. He's the type of father to let you know that, you know what, I'll show you where you need to get more revelation and more understanding, and let's move forward. So it's not about nitpicking and saying what you didn't, you know. It's about let's move forward. Let's have our eyes open to this thing. But I do believe that there's going to be some amazing things that take place in this year regarding Israel and the United States, even before the summer months. I do believe that.
We're seeing that take place. I mean, this is early on. So you're seeing these things unfold. And it looked really, it was hard to even grasp the fact that that America was treating Israel the way that they were being treated during the last administration. It's like, is this true? Is this really happening? Are they really befriending the enemy of Israel and the enemy of Christians? Because, you know, Muslims got killed too, and they're being killed by this radical Islamic terrorism and ISIS and all. But Christians and Jews were being, especially Christians, were being persecuted, and even in Israel. We had the Palestinians that were just raiding bus stops, and one man runs down the street and stabs people who are basically at a traffic stop or a light, and stabs an American who's there in Israel, but he's a student that's there. Remember the bus stops where they come up and just big butcher knife, and this lady pull this knife out and start trying to stab a Jewish man at a bus stop, and it's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
That's what was happening during that time. But God has turned those things around, and so that's definitely a word you can say that's true.
Well, what's so powerful too, and we talked about this, is that you saw President Trump, his interview with CBN, and when they brought up the relationship, President Trump immediately said, it's fixed. And they said with one phone call, or actually I'm not sure if it was the interview with CBN, but President Trump was very adamant by just saying, it's fixed, it's resolved, I already called, we already spoke, it's taken care of. And it was just, it's such an encouraging moment to see the president responding and saying, this relationship matters, it's a priority, and it's resolved.
Yeah, this retroactive law, the Knesset, the government for Israel, they actually went back and made a retroactive law that says, we can build on our own property in the West Bank. We talked about that earlier, so that's exciting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.